Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, it's Friday. That means Jeff Pitts is in the studio. We're going to be talking about stuff to do in the metro because he knows what to do on account of he works at CityView. He's the managing editor there, and he has got reams of paper in front of him. I tell you what, you've got so many notes. Stuff must be going on.
Yeah.
How you been? Everything good?
Everything's pretty good.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Yeah.
I still do, though.
Of course you do. Oh, and congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you and all of the folks at Big Green Umbrella Media for picking up a new newspaper.
Yeah.
Panora Times?
Panora Times.
Yeah. More work for you.
Maybe. It's pretty much, it's already run. It's already got a workload. And it's already got it's ready to go, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Is it a weekly?
Monthly.
Monthly.
No, I'm sorry. It is a weekly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe. I'm sure it's a weekly. I'm sure it's a weekly.
Yeah. I think it's actually monthly. But I
can't
remember.
Think?
Don't quote me on
All
that.
Right. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
We'll explain this in the footnotes.
We just acquired it.
I know. I got the press release yesterday. Yeah. And I got back to you and said, oh, good. Yeah. More work for you.
That's a good thing. Good problem to have.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's cut the chit-chat and get down to business.
Get down to it.
Yeah.
The Iowa Deer Classic.
Oh, you know, this is the most amazing thing to go to.
Is it?
Oh, have you ever been to the Iowa Deer Classic?
I have not.
Oh, you got to go.
The greatest show in the country for trophy whitetail, it says.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you, when you go, everybody's wearing camo.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So you just can't see anybody.
It's just faces.
Of camo.
Yeah, just a sea of camo. Everybody's hiding out. Yeah, and then they bring, you know, their sheds. They have sheds that they bring. Not the outbuilding, but the antlers.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, yeah, this is a big deal. Hmm. Is it Wells Fargo?
Ivy Hall, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah, big deal.
Big deal.
Get your camo.
So that's going on. Starts tonight, Friday. Runs through the weekend. Hoyt Sherman, Nate Bargatze. Good problem to have. Speaking of good problem to have.
What, Nate Bargatze?
Yeah.
Why is
that's
that
the
a
name
good?
Of his show. Comedian.
Oh, okay.
You like stand-up?
I do like stand-up. I don't see enough of it.
I don't watch enough of it, but I do like it whenever.
I do like it. And you know what?
Favorite of all time.
George Carlin. But, I think one of the things I don't like is I don't like going to stand-up and having people embarrassed. You know, they'll sometimes.
You mean like audience members?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, audience members.
I've never seen that.
You know, I've seen it, and I also don't like it too much when a comedian is just vulgar.
Yeah.
You know, just
not
off-putting.
Necessary.
Not necessary.
Right.
Not at all. But, oh, come on. I just love Rodney Dangerfield. I love Rodney Dangerfield. He was
he
funny.
He gets no respect.
No respect at all. You know, no respect.
Rodney Dangerfield. Remember Back to School?
Yeah.
That was a classic.
Yeah, Back to School and Don Rickles. Now, there was a different guy. Don Rickles.
Never saw him.
Oh, never saw him? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's fabulous. He would just eviscerate people, you know,
really?
All the time. Oh, yeah, but it was great fun. Anyway.
Eviscerate.
That's a good word.
That's a great word.
Huh. All right. Comedy at Hoyt Sherman.
And Bacon.
Bacon?
Bacon Fest.
Is it?
You ever been?
No. Not kosher.
Mm-hmm. Didn't think of that. More than 10,000 slices of bacon.
Oh, boy.
Tastes and sounds of the Caribbean are on the agenda for the 13th annual Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival.
Yeah, this is an interesting thing. They cut the number of tickets to this because it had gotten so large, so huge, and so they're just trying to trim it a bit.
Yep.
Trim the fat.
Limited number of tickets. Yeah. Only 5,000.
Right. Bacon Fest.
Bacon. 10,000 slices of bacon.
Is this where is this going to be held?
It's at the Horizon Event Center in Clive, the old Seven Flags.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think it used to be down at Hy-Vee Hall and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So they had thousands of people there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get your bacon.
Blippi Live.
Blippi?
This is for kids. Civic Center. Blippi Live brings the energetic and lovable character Blippi off the screen and onto the stage. Children from 2 to 7.
Okay, so your daughter, is she into Blippi yet?
She's not 2 yet. No.
Well, no, but I mean, it's coming.
Civic Center. If it's at the Civic Center, it's good.
You should introduce her.
But I do not know what Blippi Live is.
Okay.
Blippi.
Blippi.
Maybe they sing that Baby Shark.
Ooh, Baby Shark.
Grandpa Shark.
Now somebody's going to go, crap. Earworm.
Go with ya.
Go with ya?
Go with ya.
Go with ya. Is that a band?
This is Sunday. It is. Ding, ding, ding. Good work. At the Temple Theater.
Oh, yeah.
It's an informal Gaelic-Irish. Well, the meaning of the word is
go with you.
Go with you. Right. It means come here, but it's an informal Irish word.
So go with you means come here.
Yes. Go with you.
Go with you.
So it's the opposite.
I know. Yeah. Those Gaelics.
Sunday at 6 at the Temple Theater. It's Gaelic music.
All right.
You like how many Gaelic CDs you have or music?
How many what?
Gaelic music.
Yeah, none.
Shit.
Yeah, probably.
How many comic books you own? You ever collect?
I did. When I was a kid, yeah. I wish I had those comic books because, you know, this original Superman and all.
Really?
I mean, yeah, oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff. Comic thing going on?
Comic book convention coming to Altoona Adventureland this weekend, Saturday, 10 to 4. Free to the public.
I wonder if this is kind of. Do you think people will dress up like?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's have you ever been involved?
Have you ever been?
I never have.
No. You should go.
I would like to go. I collected Flash.
Oh yeah.
And Silver Surfer.
I mean, Silver
still
Surfer?
Still got them.
What's that?
Silver Surfer. No.
No, I don't know.
It's like his thing was they must have been scraping the bottom of the barrel on superheroes. He could like. Freeze the immediate vicinity in front of him so that he could skate on it or surf on it. Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer.
They started at number one. You know, you want to collect the low numbers. Yeah, right. So it had just started when I was collecting. So
got it. Okay.
Still got in on the Silver Surfer race.
Still have them?
Yeah, I still have them.
All right, good. Your bride has not made you throw them out.
They're
yet,
still but... my parents' house.
Yeah, very good.
Along with all my baseball cards.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're not bringing that into the house. Oh, yes, dear. Okay.
All right. Sports in the Metro this weekend. Iowa Wolves basketball Sunday against Santa Cruz Warriors.
Hate them.
Des Moines Buccaneers play Friday and Saturday versus Omaha.
Hate them.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Girls High School State Basketball Championships.
All right.
Finish up. And then starting Monday, the boys begin.
The boys?
Boys basketball.
Yeah, right.
Championships.
Oh. It's that time of year. Usually we have snowstorms or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Usually. If I think that's been debunked, actually.
But really? Yeah. Just seems that way.
Yeah, it seems that way because I think you remember. If you shot 10 free throws, how many would you make right now?
Two.
Two? No, I don't know.
I got a hoop out there. You want to go try?
Kind of. Botanical Blues is on Sunday. Jody Bodley and Dewey Cantrell.
Dewey Cantrell.
That's right.
All right.
CI Live is at DMAC starting Monday next week.
Dr. Anthony Poston.
Yeah?
Yep, that's the guy.
This, huh?
Mm-hmm. He used to always, every year, Tony would come on the show and talk about it.
Is that right?
He hasn't done it for the last 2 years, and it's probably become more successful.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Because he's big time in you.
Yeah, right. He said, hey, you know, I don't need you.
It must mean you did a good job. You although, get the word out.
Yeah, although I got to tell you, I was looking at the lineup of who Tony's got this year.
Yep.
Which is an amazing. Everything's free. You go to this thing, everything's free. And I didn't recognize many of the people. You know, usually he has like an astronaut come or you know, I didn't quite.
Well, he does have Dr. Alan Stern, the project chief for the New Horizons probe to Pluto.
There you go.
They're going to Pluto. I didn't even know that.
You didn't?
No.
Oh.
Is it a planet still?
Sure.
They demoted it. They
kind of did.
There was a back and forth. I don't know where they landed. The cast of Napoleon Dynamite's going to be there.
Hey, you see, I never saw it. Did you?
It was always on. I don't think I ever sat down and watched the whole thing. There was a period of my life when it was like on at every party.
Really?
Seemingly.
Oh. So is that like a party movie?
Hipster.
Hipster.
Yeah. Maybe not a party, but like a get together.
Gathering.
There's always one guy in each group that just like knew every line of that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. It's like my bride in Princess Bride.
Yeah.
She loves it. Loves it. She quotes that thing all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Never saw it.
What?
Mm-mm.
Ooh. You should. Then you will become a believer.
In Princess Bride.
In Princess Bride, yes.
I think I have a lot of princess movies in my future. Waitress tells the story of an expert small-town pie maker who aspires to greener pastures.
Oh.
Wants to go to big city life. And so she starts making pies.
Pies.
That's her ticket out of town.
That is. You know, that's the fastest way to get to be somebody, making pie.
In an uplifting celebration of friendship, motherhood, and well-made pie.
All right, I'm in.
Stevens Auditorium, Thursday. Also Thursday, something called The Naked Magician starts.
Again?
At Temple Theater.
Wait. So
it seems like this thing rears its ugly head.
I know.
Every few months.
The Naked Magician.
Magicians. There's a pair of them.
Oh, there's two of them.
It's guys.
Of course.
It says, good magicians don't need sleeves, and great magicians don't need pants.
I don't know.
I don't think this one's in my future.
Yeah, I don't think it's in mine either.
They say abracadabra. I'm not going to read it.
No, don't go there. No. Naked magicians.
All right, what's your call? Where are you going?
Is there a gun show?
No gun show.
Dang. No gun show. I don't know.
Deer Classic?
Well, that's close to a gun show.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they'll have, like, guns there and stuff. But they won't have any bazookas. I really, you know.
You don't know that.
That could be.
You don't know that.
Once you've gone deer hunting with a bazooka, you'll never go back to a shotgun. No.
I think I'm going on that CI Live thing.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to hear about that guy who went to Pluto.
No, he didn't go to Pluto. He's... No, he the probe. The probe to Pluto. When you get out there, say hi to Tony, Dr. Anthony Poshton.
Yeah?
Yeah, say hi. Tell him I miss him.
I might go to the Bucks game.
There you go. Who are they playing again?
Omaha.
Hate him.
All
right. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. He knows what to do on account of he works at City View. Thank you so much, Jeff, for doing this. As always, it's the highlight of my week.
Thank you. Me too.
All right. We got to get out of here. That about concludes another broadcast day for all of us associated with the Business News Hour. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions, who, by the way, just celebrated a birthday. Well done, James.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.